Finally, this hour, we're going to remember a man who really knew how to handle a gun. NPR's Wade Goodwin tells us about a Texas sharpshooter and Western showman who passed away a few weeks ago.
Joe Bowman was so good with a single-action revolver, he could turn an aspirin into powder at 20 yards. He was so fast, he could shoot into sheet metal, the profile of an Indian in full feathered headdress. Bowman could take a playing card, set it on edge, and peel it in two with a single bullet. The performer known as the Master of Trigonometry could fire five times so quickly it sounded like a single, if slightly longer, shot.
Well, he'd start by what we call fanning the gun, and he would run his thumb over first, and then his index finger, and right on down his fingers. Boom, 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 boom.
Tonto Rim Slim, also known as Danny Shule, was one of the last of Bowman's friends to see him alive. Shule says if you saw a B-Western growing up, there was a good chance you were watching an actor who'd been trained by Bowman. He trained James Arness, who played Marshal Matt Dillon in Gunsmoke, and Robert Duvall, who played Augustus McCrae in Lonesome Dove. Shule says that after Bowman ensured these actors looked like they'd grown up with a pistol, he could put on a demonstration that would leave no doubt the studio had hired the very best tutor in the world.
You have a six-shooter in each hand and twirling them everywhere you can think of and throwing them up and catching them and back in the holster and back right out again, and that's the part I liked.
Shule says Bowman lived the role of the chivalrous cowboy so completely it was impossible to tell where the man ended and his performing character began.
Anybody you talk to, the first thing they're going to say was that he was an unbelievable gentleman and he lived by the code. Right was right and wrong was wrong, and if he could do anything to make it right, he would.
Bowman, who looked a bit like Bob Hope, was born in Johnson City, Tennessee in 1925. As a boy, he honed his skills by shooting flies who'd had the misfortune of landing on the family barbecue grill with his BB gun. He opened a boot shop in Houston, but his hobby of performing at rodeos and fairs eventually turned into a full-time profession in the 1960s. If a measure of a man can be understood from his service to his country, Bowman can rest easy. He came home from World War II with three Bronze Stars and a Purple Heart pinned to his chest. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.